In Columbus, the North Christian Church has rolled out a new program that's intended to bring music into the homes of its community members. Music director Elizabeth Clark buys up digital pianos and lends them, long-term, to those in need of an instrument. Elizabeth, who's also an employee of WFIU, told Annie Corrigan about one of the first recipients of a loaner piano. Annie met up with Carol Heineman in an office at North Christian as Carol was trying out the instruments for the first time.
Okay, I'll just play a little bit of Clair de Lune by Debussy.
Carol Heineman is hunched over the keyboard. She tilts her head up, pointing her chin at the music, probably to look through her bifocals. She sways slightly with the music, and she's smiling, an easy, content smile. Clair de Lune is Carol's go-to piece. She used to have it memorized, but today she's pulled up the music on her iPad.
Amazing what you know, when you don't practice, how much you lose.
The room at North Christian Church is small, and the three digital pianos in here make it feel even smaller. Carol sits on a bench between two instruments so she can swivel from one to the other. The third is against the wall, but she knows she doesn't like that one.
I like that one better. I just think the touch, we'll listen to the difference now. The difference between that and this. This just has a richer, fuller, more sustained sound, I guess. I don't know how to describe it otherwise.
These instruments run on electricity, but they're not synthesizers. They've been designed to mimic the sound and feel of a real piano. They're perfect for apartments, like hers, because they're fairly lightweight, and the footprint is smaller than that of an upright piano.
Let's listen to this one, see what you think about this one. This has a darker sound, doesn't it?
Carol is 78 years old. Recently, she'd been toying with the idea of buying a digital piano for her home. She even picked out a spot for it.
Well, it will be in my living room, next to the TV, in front of a large mirror.
But as she started shopping around, she realized she couldn't afford it. These Yamaha Clavinovas go for over $1,000, used.
I'm getting old, and I wasn't sure I wanted to spend as much money as you have to spend to buy one, so I hadn't.
She was offered the opportunity to borrow an instrument from her church just a few days earlier.
So I came in today, and I've been playing on all three of them to decide if which one I think would be better for me and my space.
Carol has had a keyboard in her home almost her entire life. She started taking piano lessons on her family's upright when she was in the third grade. She kept playing through high school and college. Then she bought herself a Baldwin Spinet piano in 1967. That was the centerpiece of the sunken living room in her home in Columbus. That's the instrument on which she taught piano lessons for about 10 years.
And when I was giving piano lessons, my little boy, who would have been very young, loved to stand by the piano while I was giving lessons. But he was quiet. He didn't bother me. He just liked to stand there.
She gave up teaching when her kids went to school, but she kept playing for her own pleasure. She took that instrument with her when she moved out of the house and into an apartment in Columbus. But the instrument didn't make the move 6 years ago, when she moved to Greenwood to be closer to her grandkids. She sold that old spinet, and she's felt the absence of it ever since.
There are lots of times that I wish I had. If we're at my niece's at Christmas, we always have a gathering at one of my niece's houses, and she does not have a piano. And I always think it would be so nice if we had a piano here and we could all sing together.
It's been a long 6 years without a piano in her home. Sometimes she'll allow herself to be coaxed into playing the piano in the common area at the Greenwood Senior Center, but she's shy about it. Last time, she says, she didn't even sit down on the bench. She just played a few bars and put the lid back down. It's just not the same.
And I really have never felt a part of that, of Greenwood. You know, my heart is still here. I still come back to church here, and my family, this is my family here, you know, my extended family.
In the small office at North Christian, her playing is fearless and joyful. She barrels through piece after piece on each instrument, shrugging off wrong notes, because perfection isn't what it's about for Carol. She wants an instrument that sounds like that old spinet, and she thinks she's found it.
This is the first, except for playing accompanying students in high school, this is my first experience with these. So, and they've come a long way. It just, the touch is what I'm used to.
So is this the one?
That would be my choice. And I know that I will play it a lot because I have a lot of free time now. Yeah. My life will be a lot richer.
With a piano, in front of a large mirror, next to the TV, in her living room. For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.